You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 135. The transformation is real. In today's episode, we are going to discuss the realness of the transformation that you will begin to experience as you actively work toward raising your vibration. Everything you do to raise your vibration is working, even if you don't feel like it. Vibrational shifts are very subtle, but once momentum begins to build up, then you'll start to see the evidence that you've been waiting for, that a transformation is truly happening within you. Many of you have been on a spiritual path long before you ever found this podcast. You wouldn't be listening to this unless you were a vibrational match to the information that I share. Anyone can listen, maybe once or twice, but if there's no match in vibration, then they will not continue to. For those who are regular listeners, finding this podcast has only helped you to confirm things that you already knew. Now you have more information and more confirmation. Over time, you'll start realizing that it all sounds familiar because in truth, you do already know all of this stuff. The information that I share resonates with you because it's coming from your higher self. And any information that feels unfamiliar will over time become more clear to you. You'll slowly start to feel like you're just beginning to remember. This is the beginning of your transformational process. When you start to transform, everything in your world must do so also. It must mirror your new vibration. So if you've experienced mental shifts in frequency, then you'll start to see those shifts manifesting in the people and situations all around you. Your life is an incredible mirror for you that shows you what's happening on a deeper unseen level. The reflection you see all around you and others and within your life and body is simply a manifestation, and it's there to help you realize that a vibrational shift has happened within you. You start to see it, and sometimes even before you feel it. Spirit says that you needed a reminder of this because we've spoken about the transformational process a lot, but for some reason, people seem to forget what it will be like, and we all need to be reminded sometimes. We need to look around in our lives and see the shifts that are taking place and that have already taken place. Because we can get so caught up in the drama of life that we forget that we are responsible for whatever is happening to us. This is why you must be more conscious of what you desire and what you think about. Because your desires and your thoughts are the vibrations that will manifest in your life through your attention. Many of my listeners, those of you who have been following this show for some time now, are going through some serious transformations in your life. And some of you have even contacted me to tell me about this. But even for those of you who haven't, I know that you're witnessing change. But the question is, do you realize it? The changes you're witnessing are only possible because a shift has happened within you. And this shift began long before you ever started to see it manifest around you. This is what we call true change because it's initiated from a shift in vibration and not because you tried to do something through physical effort. That's never true change. It will never last unless it has a vibrational component that preceded your efforts. All your physical doings to affect change will be temporary at best. Long-lasting change is vibrational, and it will not always need a physical component. And what I mean by this is, if you do the work vibrationally, then you won't always have to follow it up with a physical action to bring about the change. Some things will just spontaneously begin to transform without your effort. You will know it when you need to do something because you'll feel it. After a vibrational shift happens, actions become instinctive and you'll just know what you're supposed to do. When you put effort into your transformation, especially by doing the internal light meditation on a regular basis, then shifts in your reality become inevitable. Because through the meditations, you are activating your light body, and there's no stopping your transformation at this point. Once the light body is activated, you have to build up sufficient momentum. But once a certain momentum is reached, then you will create major shifts in your life. You can start this process in many different ways, but the internal light meditation will consciously activate your light body. And this seals the deal. It's the fuel that is needed for your physical metamorphosis to be accelerated. I have written the book Doors of Light to help you through this process. It will be necessary for you to refer back to this book on many occasions over a long period of time because the transformation takes time. So this is why I tell you not to give away your copy. If you want to share the information with others, then purchase a copy to share. But keep your book for yourself. So many of you have contacted me and shared some of your experiences, and I've had to remind you to go back and read chapter 7. This is where many of the symptoms of your transformation are described. There are many of you who are beginning to go through the physical metamorphosis, and your bodies are changing rapidly. You're finding that you're no longer able to eat and drink the things that you've eaten and drank over many years. Many of you are experiencing severe heartburn, at least that's what you think, and nausea that can't be explained on a medical level, but they can be explained because these are symptoms of the physical transformation, and there are many other symptoms as well, but these are some of the ones that are being experienced on a larger scale at this time. And if you don't change your diet to a higher vibrational one, then you'll continue to suffer with these symptoms. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just part of the shift in vibration within your body. And after you change your diet to letting go of the meat and eating more fresh fruits and vegetables, then the symptoms will go away. If there's a drastic shift in your diet, then the body will also go through a detox period. You may experience a healing crisis, but you'll be fine after you go through this detoxing. It's a process, and you just have to be patient with your body and with the entire process. Don't be negative or get all pessimistic about your health or what's going on in your life. You must stay positive about what's happening to you because it's all good. Many of you are also experiencing the fatigue and tiredness. There are also those of you who are experiencing the cold and flu symptoms that I talk about as well in Chapter 7. Joint aches and pains are more symptoms, and these are all signs of the transformation. You'll also experience the heart palpitations or the feeling that your heart is being flipped around in your chest. This is what I've been telling you about, and I told you it would happen. So you will experience some of these symptoms, or maybe even all of them, and you will go through a detoxing process because the physical metamorphosis is going to cleanse the body. You're raising your vibration. So just allow the body to rest and drink plenty of water. Avoid taking any pharmaceutical drugs because they will only increase your symptoms, especially the heartburn, because they are so toxic. These drugs are of a low vibration, and you don't want to introduce them into the body. You must go back to nature and receive your healing. This is necessary during this transformational process. We will all be forced to return to nature, forced to return to a healthier lifestyle, getting away from the processed foods and fast foods and so on, all the things that have been so harmful for our health, because our toxic habits are literally killing us. This podcast was to be a reminder that the transformation is real and that you do have a tool to help you get through this process. And it's my book, Doors of Light. Spirit gave us all this book, and it will serve you well during these stages of your metamorphosis. I'm not just on here talking. This stuff is real, and you'll start to live it for yourself if you begin to implement the internal light meditation on a regular basis. Just being exposed to this podcast is shifting people's vibration and causing symptoms to appear. Every one of these shows contains vital information that will assist you in your process of awakening. So be of good spirits and know that you are on your way. Allow the process to happen within you and don't try to force change. Just allow it to happen and then be conscious of it when it's happening. Remember that you are the creator of your own experience and nothing is happening to you. It's all happening because of you. Thank you again for taking the time to listen. I hope that this episode has been a good reminder for you. Take care of yourself and love yourself. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.